All right. Well, again, welcome. It's Thursday night. I see Misty, Warren, Justin, Earl, Steve. Welcome, everyone, and welcome everybody here. Hi, Mom, and Linda, and Debbie. And my special guest got Jody over here. Hey, Jody is singing along with us. That's a great and glorious thing. Rita, I thought Rita was going to be here tonight. She sent me a text that says she's still not feeling well in the throat stuff and all that stuff. I said, man, get on in here. Come on, get on in here, because we want to make sure that she's in glorious shape for singing on Saturday. You know, but it will happen, because God is good. Let's see, I forgot, Brandon, we decided we're doing this no capo, right?
Sure.
All right. Do we remember how this started?
that was three beats.
That's right. Yeah. It was three beats.
With your left.
All right.
Left
hand. Yeah. Do we have our official clicking person doing your thing? If you could click for me, let's see if it's clicking. Let's see if we got to the right one or not. Yes, it is clicking. So you got some words to follow along with us, and we'll see what happens here today. All right. Let's see if we can get a tempo or something that's reasonable. Just learned this tonight. Help us out. Sometimes I just want to close my eyes and act like everyone's all right when I know they're not. This world needs God, but it's easier to stand and watch. I could say a prayer and just move on like nothing's wrong. But I refuse, cause I don't want to live like I don't care. I don't want to say another empty prayer. Oh, I refuse to sit around and wait for someone else to do what God has called me to do myself. Oh, I could choose not to. I can hear the least of these crying out so desperately, and I know we are the hands and feet of you, oh God.
So if you say move, time for me to follow through, do what I was meant to do, then show them who you are.
Cause I don't live like I don't care. I don't want to say another empty prayer. Oh, I refuse to sit around and wait for someone else to do what God has called me to do myself. Oh, I could choose not to move. I refuse
to stand and watch the weary and lost cry out for help. I refuse to turn my back and try to act like all is well. I refuse to stay unchanged, to wait another day, to die to self. I refuse to make one more excuse.
Cause I don't want to live like I don't care. Another empty prayer. Oh, I refuse to sit around and wait for someone else to do what God has called me to do myself. Oh, I could choose not to move, but
it was as bad as I thought it would be.
And then remembered I didn't remember it. Once I remembered, I didn't remember it.
But it's all fun. Nicely done, Jody. Jody's all about it. That's your first official Facebook live. See, you're famous now.
Don't keep saying that.
You're 15 minutes of fame. All right, let's see now. This is now. These are. See, we had to learn three new songs tonight for Saturday, okay?
Is that our our excuse.
That's my excuse. So every flat note I sing, every wrong note I pluck, it's because we literally did learn these within about the past 30 minutes.
Yeah, you want to know how fresh they are in our brains?
You're trying to remember how this starts.
Yeah, I know. I was
how
like,
does this go?
Not about me. That's it. Do you remember it? That'll work. So you ready? I'll just start like that.
Oh, just keep that going.
Just keep it going. I like it. I like how these guys operate.
It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. Right here from the start, open up my heart and say, Lord, here's every part. 'Cause it's all about you, yeah. It's not about me, it's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, open up my heart. Say, Lord, here's every part. It's all about you, yeah. Jesus. Jesus, it's all about you. Jesus, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you. Not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, open up my heart.
Whoops. Lord, here's every part. Bass notes. 'Cause it's all about you, yeah.
Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about Jesus, 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 it's all about you. Jesus, Jesus,
It's all about you.
Amen. Remember we told you, Jody, when he hits a cymbal? You notice, so I headband whether I wanted to stop or not. It's just, that's just what this drum cymbal does, right?
I'm listening because my eyes are closed.
No, it's all good. Well, bless God, we got a few others joining up in here. I see Barry and Brandon and Jim and like, Julia and Matt and Kathy and Jacqueline and Betsy and Larry.
Lord.
And Dolores and Kyle. Who else did I miss?
That's why I got my chair behind me.
I think Justin's on here too. How good is that? How good is that? Thank you. Perfect. You're on the right song for us. All right. So, okay. So, you know, a lot of times I tell you messages, sometimes God lays it on my heart to talk about something, and other times this is one of those knots. So we're going to see what Bible, where the Bible opens up for us today. We shall see. Actually, I thought he was going to say, talk about this, that, or the other thing, but it wasn't happening. But you know, oh yeah. Do yourself a favor. Just do like every fifth. Poor Brandon. We're going to sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit, which, as you know, is a very smooth and easy song. When you do it on the piano, it's doing all these chords that he's playing. And I think he actually literally played every single one of those, didn't you, Brandon?
I know.
Well, you know what? I'll just start singing this. You can just come on in here with me, all right? There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know it's the spirit of the Lord. Can you give me some rim shot or something to keep my tempo? There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know I feel the presence of the Lord. Thanks, God. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. We shall leave this place. Different tempo, isn't it? There are blessings you cannot receive till you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. We shall leave this place. I didn't think you could play all those chords, Brandon. And you say, he saved you from your sin. Now you're weak and bound and cannot enter in. You can make it right if you will yield. You'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we feel. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived, and we shall leave this place. Okay, on Sunday, it'll be very hymn style. You'll do your breaks, without a doubt. We'll know, you'll have all that. But then we had to have some fun here, because Brandon was challenging me.
Challenging myself.
And it won't be that fast.
My goal was to play every piano chord.
If you haven't figured out, Karen's not here tonight. Actually, Facebook can't see if Karen's here or not, so our piano player's not here tonight. Yeah, drummer says, what do you mean? That wasn't fast. You want to hear fast. Yeah, sure. Of course.
And I do too.
You got
the way.
Oh, good. You got Old Church Choir. Okay, so this would be the third of the three songs that we've learned here within the past 3 minutes. Stephen, great to see you here today. Glad you could be here. Cool. Glad you're here. Let's see who else has joined. I see Mose and Nana and Brenda and JJ. This is cool. You've heard me rattle off a bunch of names, right? And there's two reasons I do that. One, of course, is to welcome them. But the other reason is when you look at Facebook Live, I've rattled off all these names. Guess how Facebook Live says I have two on there right now. I know better than that. It's like, what's that all about, huh? All right, you guys remember this one? Oh, you do remember it. All right, let's see if I can pull this one off. Oh, this is going to be our special, actually. This is going to be a lot of fun. Oh,
special, do you need?
Oh, that's right, you're an acoustic on this one, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Special
things for you. Oh, that's right, you're scratching. are you scratching on this one? Here we go. There's revival, and it's spreading.
Eventually.
There's a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an Old Church Choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. When the valleys out I wander turn to mountains that I can't climb. For you are with me, you'll never leave me. Oh, cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an Old Church Choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, cause he's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet and you'll find that gospel beat, cause he's all you'll ever need. He's all you'll ever need. I got an Old Church Choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got an Old Church Choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Fun song, isn't it? I need the guy sitting next to me, Todd. See Todd? Hi, Todd. Todd has that ex-smoker's voice that can sing that a lot better. So now I feel like I've had a pack. Oh, hey, Chris has just joined up also, and I see Dave on here. Welcome, guys. Welcome. And you know, here it goes again. Right, I'm rattling off all these names. Facebook says one. Don't trust what Facebook number shows. Say hello to everybody. Because you're all love children of God. Did I miss something with that? Oh, we won't get to heaven. That's right. Is that you want to do the Motel 6 version? That's right. I agree.
Wait, give me a minute again.
Oh, you out of tune already? He's out of tune already. Are you down? Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you're drop tuning or something.
No.
Don't be drop tuning on me. We could. So this is going to be your closing hymn, but because we don't have piano tonight, it's going to be a little bit different tempo, a little bit different rhythm. Start this, huh?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare us a place. Well, let me all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all sing and shout the victory.
Gotta let it breathe here.
I have no idea how I should play this.
I like it.
While we walk the pilgrim pathways, clouds will overspread the skies. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
I gotta catch my breath again.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Last verse 4. Are you ready? You almost started before I did, didn't you? But I know you're watching. Gotta watch close.
Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
It's Thursday night.
When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
We'll tag that one.
When we all see Jesus.
Perfect.
We'll sing and shout the victory.
Okay, for those of you who've never watched us on Facebook Live before, Thursday nights are practice, and Thursday nights are where we just goof off, as evident by this song. But it's fun, right?
Yep.
It's all fun. Karen's going to make us play it right on Sunday. That's fine. But tonight she's not here, so we had fun with it. We had a lot of fun. Brandon, you ready to do this one? You know what? We've done this enough times. You'll be awesome. Okay, so every now and then I like to take, well, not every now and then, about every week, I like to take songs more from the popular mainstream, and we'll put Christian lyrics if we need to or not. This one needed it. It was a Garth Brooks original song, was Low Places. I got friends in low places, so this is I've got friends in high places, right? Like you see on the words there. So Brandon's going to, don't forget your one word, truth. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, truth instead.
Don't forget truth. Truth. That'll be on the next revision I send out.
Perfect.
But truth. So it's up to you, Brandon. I'm following
your
lead.
Halfway between those two, or it's going to be like...
Go for it.
Blame it all on my roots, ashamed of the truth that my life has come to bear. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise of the love in his eyes. I took his hand in mine. He said to me, this is a way to be free, so I'll never complain. 'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I got friends in high places. I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. Yeah, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. He gave me forgiveness and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in. 'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I got friends in high places. But I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. Wait, I'm not saying to Paige.
You're on the right page. You're on the right page. Start that verse over. That's a good verse.
Oh, yeah. Guess I was wrong. I really belong. Hit the back page.
Thursday night.
Jesus, he's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this song. The sweetness and steals are bringing new kind of thrills as we sing along. 'Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. 'Cause I got friends in high places.
I went to like resituate my feet on my back page. All of a sudden, I'm reading a previous page. I'm like, man, this feels familiar. And then I had to find where I was on the next page.
All right, for those of you who've not used page turners before.
You have two.
Well, you have two buttons.
I only have one. On a page turner. One of them is right. and one of them is left.
Wrong. I'm using just real pages, and I got them all mixed up.
They're within about an inch of each other. You go to the left, you start the song again.
All right, well, welcome, Anita, Steve, Gary, Jeff, John, Ed. Ed's on here. Nancy. Did I miss anybody? Linda?
And sorry about that.
Yep, Dave and Linda. Okay, good stuff. Let me switch over to my other microphone. Figure where I'm at here. Okay, what's that? Well, you probably got to the end. That's fine. Just leave it. You don't need to worry about it. Well, whichever. It's fine. It's fine. Black. It went black at just the right time. Okay, let's see if I've got this doing its job. Huh. I almost wonder if this... Just a second here. What number is this? Number six. Every now and then... This mixer wants to be a little persnickety and be a little weird on me. Let's see how this does. There we go. Okay. So once again, Thursday. Here we are once more. It's always good to be hanging out. And we're on Facebook Live. Got a lot more than what Facebook says. That's a good place to be, isn't it? Yeah, there's a lot that goes on with that, isn't it? Welcome everyone, and welcome on those on Facebook. Got quite a few tuned in tonight. That was a lot of fun. All right, so I've told you sometimes God gives me a message on Thursday night, and I'll do like little bookmarks like I did here last week. All right, but not today. And this is always what I call the Bible bingo, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm purposely going to lean toward the New Testament and see where it opens up to. Are you going to be kidding? I didn't go far enough? No, but it opened up to it. So by golly, I mean, God's going to make a way here one way or the other. Habakkuk. Yeah. Yeah, what you said. Pronounce Habakkuk or everyone you pronounce it. What in the world is he giving me here? And I like when God does this, because a lot of times when I open up to the Old Testament, I'll read a little from it, and then he'll lead me to go to the New Testament, and voila, everything ties together. That's just what God does, because it's awesome and amazing. So, okay. So, we've got the prophet here, and we've got the prophet complaining. He's got a lot of complaints going on. But you know what? Prophets were crying out to God through this stretch, right? Ah, and then the Lord replied over here. Okay. All right. So you're going to get a little bit of a surprise. Okay. So Habakkuk, how do you say it? What's the proper pronunciation? You say Habakkuk? We can go with a lot of different pronunciations with it. Habakkuk. I'll probably get somebody on Facebook give me the pronunciation on it. Which, by the way, for those watching on Facebook, let me ring this up here so I make sure I don't miss any. We're going to take prayer requests here in a little bit. If you want to just go ahead and send them to us now, I'll try to be watching here for you. I got to bring this up real quick, though. So we've got it. Yeah, see? Delayed. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right. So I'll be watching for all the good stuff. All right, let's see where God's going to take us with this. So here we've got the prophet Habakkuk. We're in chapter 1. God opened this right up to chapter 1, okay? And so the oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received, and then this section is titled his complaint, okay? Let's see what this says. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you? Violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Right? These are things that we cry out for today, right? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed. Injustice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted.
All right, so Habakkuk is saying, hey, man, things are bad here, right? We could easily say that even today, couldn't we? Because yeah, watch the news, right? All right, so now we've got the Lord's answer, and this is in verse 5. So the Lord says, look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places not their own. The Babylonians are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like a vulture, swooping to devour. They come all bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They deride kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. They build earthen ramps and capture them. Then they sweep past the wind and go on, guilty men whose own strength is their God. So isn't this interesting? So Habakkuk is crying out and say, hey, man, things are bad. And God says, okay, I'm going to send some people to help straighten this out. Now, isn't it interesting, though, he's sending bad people, right? Right? I mean, God does this a lot, especially we see it a lot through the Old Testament. So God will take bad and take something equally bad to make good. So then he goes on with a second complaint, and I'm not led to read that part of it. He's just kind of going on more and more. Then in chapter 2, he says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am given to this complaint. So now we've got the Lord's answer again. So this is chapter 2, verse 2. The Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time and speaks of the end and will not prove false. So God says, my word is true. You know, write it down. Though it will linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. So he is puffed up, his desires are not upright. But the righteous will live by his faith. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death is never satisfied. He gathers himself to all the nations and takes captives all the people. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, woe to him who piles up stolen goods. All right, so here you're hearing some justification here right now. Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your debtors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their victim because you have plundered many nations. So God's saying, look, you've been acting bad, you're going to pay for it, right? There's consequences. The people who are left will plunder you, for you have shed man's blood, and you have destroyed lands and cities everywhere in them. And God goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Okay, he's just saying, hey, look, time to pay the piper, right? Now, at this point, I am led to see how this ties in with the New Testament. So, this opens up now to John. John chapter 5. Very good. That's what God does. John chapter 5, verse 16, life through the Son. See, they didn't have Jesus in the Old Testament, right? All they had was the rules that God had laid down. He called for animal sacrifices, for shedding of blood, for forgiveness of sins. And when his people were not coming in line and needed to be corrected, he'd call along the Babylonians and other ones to get in there and say, look, consequences. Everything we do on this earth, there are earthly consequences. If we kill somebody and get caught, we're going to go to jail, right? If we steal and get caught, we're going to go to jail. You notice I had to say get caught, but eventually that's going to happen. But there are earthly consequences. Now, if I steal and then repent to God, oh man, I really shouldn't have done that, God forgives us. Lamentations 3:22 and 23 tells us that, for God's mercies are fresh and new every morning. See, when we repent, the word repent means we agree that we sinned and that we want to do better. So when we repent, God forgives us, but there's still earthly consequences, all right? And bless God, you'll see a number of people that are in jail right now for sins or for crimes they've committed, but God has put people in their lives in those prisons that have brought them to Christ. And then they're at peace with serving out the rest of their sentence. They understand that the earthly consequence part of it. And in some cases, they get supernatural mercy extended to them. Because God is good. So this is, so here's the good side. Here's the cool side, which God sends Jesus. So there's life through the Son. So again, John 5, verse 16. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Of course, the Jews, remember, all about the laws. And, oh, you're breaking the laws, right? You're breaking the laws. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him, all right? Because Jesus, of course, was saying, look, God sent me, I am one with the Father. So for this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making him equal with God, all right? Now we know Jesus is equal with God, right? He's the Son of God. But of course, the Pharisees didn't like that. Verse 19 of John 5. Jesus gave them this answer, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." Why? Because they're one, right? Because they are one. "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it." All right? So that's saying that Jesus, while in this earthly body, if it's in line with the will of God, which he's saying he and God are one, right? And he does this. Now, we saw especially in every time Jesus went through for healings, anytime anybody came to Jesus for healing, what happened? They were healed, right? They were healed, right? But the key is they came to Jesus, okay? Because some critics will say, well, you know, he didn't heal everybody in his hometown. Yeah, but they didn't come to Jesus, right? They doubted, right? They doubted. Who are you? We were born and raised with you. We played ball with you. What? You know, who are you? Verse 22, "Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son." Now, there's a big one right there, right? Now, remember in the Old Testament, they didn't have Jesus. So who was the judge? God, right? God. God was a judge. God was a judge through all this. So in this case, he's saying he says, "The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son." Here's one of the few places, that we see in Scripture where Jesus makes it very clear. It's like, look, I'm here trying to help you guys, but I'm going to be coming back as a judge, all right? Verse 23, "Trusting all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, and as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me," so believes in God, "they shall have eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life," meaning eternal death. "I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man." So here Jesus is reinforcing what he just said, right? He says, look, God has given me, the Son, the authority to judge because he is the Son of Man, okay? So Jesus, of course, has a physical body just like all of us. He has a physical body and all the things that go, all the garbage that goes with it. But yet Jesus was walking through born in the Spirit. See, that's a neat thing. You know, we're called to be born again, right? We're called to be born of the Spirit because we are not born of the Spirit when we come into this world. We're born of carnal flesh, all right? And, you know, and we're dealing with a lot of the doubts that were born. Remember, what's the original sin, right? The original sin was doubt, right? There was doubt. The enemy, the devil, tricked Adam and Eve into doubting God's word. So doubt is the original sin. So when we're doubting God, all right? Now, let me be very, very clear. When God's word is clearly declared in here and we're doubting what this clearly says, black and white, guys, it's a sin. It's a sin. It's a problem we have. The only way you can really accept all this stuff is by the grace of God through the Holy Spirit. Just have the Spirit flow. Just having the Spirit flow through. Verse 28. "So do not be amazed at this." So Jesus just says, I got the authority to judge. "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. And those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Now, what's neat with that one right there, those who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Now, That could be actually pointing to a couple things, right? That can be pointing, of course, into Revelation at the return when the trump sounds and all that, right? But I believe the Holy Spirit's laying on my heart for this one. And it's not recorded in all the Gospels. But when Jesus died on the cross, it's recorded that the veil over the Holy of Holies was rent in two. But also the dead came out of their graves and walked around. Now, can you imagine that? People that you know had died 50, 100, 1,000 years ago were up walking around and saying, "Hey, how's it going?" It's like, whoa, think about that. It's like... Yeah.
And where basically they wish that their son was alive again, but the thing is he had been fallen into a big machine and he was mangled up. And
yeah, they didn't want him mangled up.
They basically said, "Well, I wouldn't do it alive," and then he's calling at the door and they don't want to see him.
It's too grotesque at that point.
Oh.
It's amazing, isn't it? Okay, so Jesus says, "Look, they'll hear my voice, they'll come out of the grave. Those who have done good will rise to live. Those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Okay? "And by myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." So isn't that interesting how God kind of did the tie-in from the Old Testament, from the book of Habakkuk, through Jesus coming through. So he was showing, look, here's the old way to do it. Here's how we judge now. Did you catch that judging part, the judging in the old? I love when God does that. Isn't that fun? Oh my gosh, yeah, definitely in Revelation, judgment, of course. Yeah, remember that it says the dead will rise and meet him in the cloud first, and then those alive in Christ go. So yes, yeah. Wild, isn't it? Very wild. But I love when God does that. Love when God does that. Let's see here. Facebook folks, I don't think I saw anything. Let me double check, make sure I didn't miss something. All right, we're going to take some prayer requests here local. We're going to get in a circle and pray, and then we're going to lay hands for whoever would like laying of hands. For those on Facebook, go ahead and put in your comments, please. We'll go ahead and take that. I don't see any yet. Robin has joined us. Melissa has joined us. Perry has joined us. Gary, and it says six others are watching. So welcome. Welcome. Gosh, I've rattled off how many names so far? Probably 20-something or more. I'll go back and count them later. Because it's not about the numbers, it's about the message getting out. But but that's a neat thing with Facebook Live, because it's recorded, and a lot of people can go back and watch through it later. Last week was a blast. Stephen was here, and Stephen was doing jumping jacks and stuff for us. That was fun.
I'm still improving. In fact, I'm actually on a different prostate supplement. Believe it or not, it's actually better than the last one.
Ah, okay.
So I think it's still working, but I still have to. If I'm making the right copy.
All right.
I'm doing this and I'm doing that. So I'm not. I'll tell you what. I'm not having any golf balls at all.
Good. Good. So you've seen improvements since we prayed last week.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. One victory at a time, right?
Coming and going, but it's fine.
Well, we're certainly going to pray again for you, brother.
Yeah. And I'll admit that I've got some issues with my boss. That I need to admit I'm kind of angry.
Yes.
It's the job. It's not him. It's the job.
Yeah. It's probably more frustration than anger, don't you think?
Well, I think it's a frustration on his part because we're not selling what we could be selling.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's the product or it's the marketing or it's just the way it is. And I'm doing what I can to help him.
God is good. God is good. Well, brother, we're going to lift you up for finish that healing on that prostate and just to bless you with get some peace, all right? Some peace. Take away that frustration and that sometimes we're forced to deal with. But anybody else we need to lift prayer for that you know of?
Oh, Ben Spicer.
Ben Spicer.
Yeah, he's got some liver issues.
Okay, liver issues.
He might be going back into the hospital now. He was in the hospital for quite a while.
Yeah.
The thing is, he doesn't know if you. And I told him, well, this is about your son. And
yeah.
The thing is,
right.
If he wants to come here.
So Ben Spicer with liver issues.
It has to be. He would like
Hello, Jenny. Hello, Robin.
He's kind of like a this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, and we'll just throw that out there for him tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to lift up Ben then, too. Thank you. That's good. Think of any women, any others in the circle as we go along here, let me know. We'll write them down. And again, for those still watching on Facebook, if you get any prayer requests, bring them on. Robin, thank you for your compliment. She's good. Debbie.
Yes.
Miss Retired.
Sunday.
Or set. Sunday. Oh, Sunday was a blessing. Absolutely. Yeah, that was a great joy. Yeah. Absolutely. We still lift them up so they can receive the rest, right? Receive the rest. For those who need to receive the rest, receive it.
You can need prayers for Sandy. She had her second treatment today.
Okay.
She's tired.
Yeah. Second treatment for Sandy, yeah. Indeed. And Lee?
He is coming from.
Okay. And it was it kidney? For Lee?
He's taking,
what was it?
Like a chemo pill for his kidneys.
For the kidneys, okay, that's what I thought.
But they found a spot on his spine.
Kidneys and spine, okay.
So they are praying that was just.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. That's right. Well, that's a neat thing about when you get God's people, like we did on Sunday, and Thursday for that matter, but when you get God's people together, we speak the word, we're two or more gathered, God is there. He hears. He hears the prayers of the righteous. We had Todd's brother Justin has a friend, we remember I mentioned he'd been shot, and we didn't know he was shot in the temple. I just knew he was shot. So we lifted him up his prayer, but now, can you imagine him being shot in the temple? He's actually up and around and walking and doing it. I mean, he's recovering. He's recovering very quick. I don't know if he qualifies as this. What was it called? The rock stars? What we got last time? Last week? Like little Victoria, right? Victoria's doing that, and she's doing well. I'll come back to you. Good. Baby Victoria still. So when are they expecting her to go home? Good. Oh, yeah. She still needs to put on some more weight. She was 6 weeks early. Is that what it was? Okay. And she's been in, and she was born 10 days ago? Last year was Carol's birthday. That's right. August 11th. That's right. That's right. Okay, we're still lifting them up. But hold that thought. So, we've got Sandy Lee. Who else? Who else we need to? Absolutely. So this Saturday, in case you don't know, Stephen, this Saturday at what time is the food? Is it 6?
6:30.
Yeah, it's 6:30. There'll be food here, and then we've got a lot of talent coming in music-wise. Gosh, you probably rounded up, was it 6 in addition to the praise band? I think it was at least, or maybe it was more. At least 6, I think. Yeah, that's okay. I got that message. Okay, good. So what? It's a fundraiser. So what is it, $10?
$8? It's
a $12.50. $12.50 is how you're doing it. Okay. It's a donation, so. It's actually a fundraiser for Linda. Linda, it's actually to help support her go to, and normally it's Nicaragua, but this time it's going to be something else, maybe. Okay. So I'm almost screwed up. And sharing money with the other missions. It's a fundraiser for missions is what it boils down to. Yeah. So we have a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of good music. And we will have that on Facebook Live also. See, we didn't have Facebook Live last year when we did it, so we'll have that on Facebook Live too. That'll be fun. That's right. Facebook Live, folks, if you're in the near Ross, Ohio, greater Cincinnati area, come on down. Come on down and check out the concert. and like too. So for Saturday, the Saturday Fun. Saturday fundraising concert. It'd be a good problem around our food, I agree. Gosh, anything else? Good. All right, well, hold on a second, Linda. Oh, look, Melody's watching. Melody and Juanita and Jenny is watching, too. That's awesome. Joseph, Lissa Joseph is watching. And Kathy Edwards, God bless Kathy. She's put prayers for Marlena. Is it pronounced Marlena? M-A-R-L-A-N-A. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Marlena and her husband. So, all right, Kathy, we are certainly lifting them up for Marlena and husband. God knows their needs, but bless God, Kathy's praying for them too, and that's a good thing. Linda, we know Saturday. We already got that one covered. Saturday's covered. What else can we lift up today?
I'm going to tell you what I did Thursday afternoon.
Were you at White Castle again?
No, not
okay. Okay.
We have a young man.
You have a young man at B&V.
He's an artist. His name is Neil.
Neil? Okay. Young man named Neil at B&V.
And he wants to be a real good artist. He is a good artist.
He's good. Now, what kind of artist? What does he like? Just drawing or sculpting, or what is he?
He likes his books.
Drawing and sculpting. He's good at both of those. Okay. Wow, really? Nice.
And he wants to go out.
Neil.
And he don't have patience to wait for that. And I was at my table, and I got up, and I said, you know, Neil, everything is in God's time.
Nice.
That meant you have the patience.
So you're talking to Neil about trying to help him understand patience.
Yes.
Through God, okay.
And then
good. You shared your patience about waiting for your yearly trip to Nicaragua. Okay.
Yes. And I know I can't go there. I said, but that death came up.
Right.
I said, I got that big seven pages.
Right.
Pray for
it. Right. See, nice. So you're patient. One thing fell through, another thing, God brings another thing. That's awesome.
And I told Neil.
Patience. That. Yeah. Good. Neil, how old is Neil? 30s, 40s, older?
Right.
Okay, just curious.
He's a big guy.
50s.
But he always likes to argue about anything.
He likes to argue?
Okay.
He likes the drama of arguments, okay. Well, we're gonna lift him up for patience then. How's that sound?
Yes.
We're going to pray for Neil for patience. That's good. That's good. And bless God, he's given you patience. That's good.
Yes.
That's good, Linda. We love you. Mom, I've got Victoria obviously all written down. How was your Sunday event, your past Sunday? No rain, that's right. It was a nice day on Sunday. About 60 people were there. That's neat. Now, did you actually go? You didn't actually go on a drive or anything. That wasn't part of the group. They just get together for. Oh, you did. When did you do that? Before or after you had your eating? So where did the Model T, is it Model T Club? Is that what it is? Okay. So where did the Model T Club peruse to? Just out through Indiana and back, or? Down through Harrison. Oh yeah, and then back up around Dunwoody and all that. Yeah. Oh, you had homemade ice cream down by a creek in the country. Who hauled the homemade ice cream? Who hauled it? A Model T truck. A Model T truck. Oh, this is really cool. So the Model T group gets together and hauls ice cream in a Model T truck. How good is that? Did they have the dry ice too? It was just at a cooler. Okay, some modern day amenities.
So
It was a great Sunday, though. It was a great Sunday. Okay, good. That's great. Because remember, we lifted that in prayer. Yeah. Amen. Understood. All right, prayers for peace and just no stress. That's good. That's good. When is she going home? Good travel mercies for Susie, for her and her travels. That'll be good. All right. Last but certainly not least, Jody, we're glad you're here. Glad you're here. Glad you're singing with us. That's awesome. He can relate. Direction, strength.
And eventually, I think it can kind of downsize a person. So, you can cut back on the stress.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So, actually, I do feel like a good job.
And
but I don't want to skip steps.
Got it. Stephen is similar. He says she can sell cars instead of being a heart nurse. Oh, welcome Marianne and Dan. God bless you too, Marianne.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, they'll
Stephen's on a roll here. Stephen's on a roll. Okay, I believe I've got everything off of Facebook here. Let me double check, make sure I didn't miss anything. I think we got it. All right. Well, let's get into our fun prayer circle. Let's see if I can spin this around. Will the circle be unbroken?
The other guy said he'll send a lead, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm always thrilled that they're just here anyway. Oh, you're going to move over here now, huh? Okay. All right.
You do not want me to hold your hand.
No, I usually have your lovely face in the camera instead of mine, but that's okay. Oh, well, Lord, we thank you that you're an awesome and amazing God. And we thank you for the joy we have on Thursday nights. You know, we make our mistakes, we laugh, we go on, God has a heart for that, right? I mean, he has a heart for that. He understands and wants us to be in joy. And just to laugh at our circumstances, especially those that are stressful, right? He doesn't want us to focus on the negatives and the stress that just messes with us. So, Lord, we thank you that you're by your amazing grace, that you are here now. And for all those that are watching now, Lord, we thank you for your special touch upon them. As they just feel your presence and feel your peace, that peace which surpasses all understanding. It just fill them with their hearts, fill their hearts, Lord, with your joy and your peace. Because God is good. God is oh so very good. Lord, I thank you for Stephen here. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for him so far, and I thank you for a finished job. As that prostate is made fully whole, as the demons that like to throw the little darts to try and bring us to frustration, and which becomes anger. And Ephesians 6:10 and verses beyond that talk about wearing the armor of God, right? Be strong in the power of God and His might. So, Lord, I thank You that that shield, that those darts just hit their shield and just fall away. They can't stick. They cannot stick. It's got to go. You know, the enemy will go ahead and throw darts at us. I like the way Jody said it earlier, the whisper, right? Mm-hmm. He'll whisper in your ear. See, but all the enemy can do is suggest things to you. It's still up to us to make that choice, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So we gotta be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. We gotta come against that stuff with God's word. And we gotta speak God's word. Thinking it is a good thing, but speaking it is power, because you know, we're told in multiple places, like Proverbs 18:21, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. You know, and that bears fruit. So when we have the enemy messing with us, that it's important to out loud say, you know, devil, I reject you. I am not a failure. I am a loved child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I learned a lesson. I didn't fail. I learned a lesson. I just learned what not to do, right? You got to spin that to the positive, because the enemy wants you to focus on how worthless we are. And you know, without Christ, we are worthless. We are nothing. But Jesus makes us righteous and makes us worthwhile. So, brother, we are just proclaiming the victory for you for the rest of that in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're lifting up Ben Spicer, Lord. And we're thanking you, Lord, for brand new liver for him. So, Lord, every enzyme, everything that needs to happen through proteins, cells, you name it, just go down the list. We've got nurses here that could rattle it off. But God, you know what needs to be done. So I thank you, Lord, for your perfect balance and perfect peace. So we speak the life, strength, and glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into him, as that liver is made fully whole, as the prostate here is made fully whole, as anything else messing with anybody in here is made fully whole. For God's power is unlimited. It's overflowing. Daddy, we thank you for the joy that happened in this very church here. Not only last Thursday, but last Sunday also. What an awesome thing to see just the entire church just come forward and lay hands in faith for healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the direction of our pastor, Pastor Larry, just to go for that. That was scheduled to happen later in the service. But
really? Mm-hmm.
But Larry decided to do it right when he did it. He says, God's saying, do it now. And bless God, he's obedient. He chooses obedience. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was. And it's always fun, you know, when you're thinking you're going to play something musical and you switch, but that's okay. That's okay. I like those kind of changes. I endorse them. I rejoice in them. And those are great. And we don't have any problem with that. But it's neat to see when God moves. Kind of like what you saw here today with the readings, right? Yeah. I had no clue. And look what God did with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you are the judge and that you showed us how to live and that there is mercy through you. And our faith in you, our desire is to seek you, Lord, to show you that we love you and we want to be like you. We want to do the things you've shown us, but, you know, we're nowhere human. And it's by that grace and mercy that we receive. And we can become more like Jesus every day. So, Lord, these are good. These are so good. So all those that have received prayer here, Lord, receiving prayer now, we just keep lifting them. Because, God, we're told in James 5:16, you know, the effective prayers of the righteous, they bring much. And we are made righteous in Christ. So I thank you, Lord. We thank you greatly. Thank you, Lord, that Sandy is Sandy and Lee and Jody and many others here received the laying of hands and the peace. So the things they receive, Lord, bring it more on, more upon her. So Sandy, any discomfort that Sandy's receiving, we're just negating that, right? We're negating that. Going to go away. That's right. That's right. We just speak life, strength. You know, all the darkness that's trying to mess with her is done. It's got to go. It's got to bow. So we speak life into Lee's kidneys also. Lord, I thank you in the thing on the spine, whatever it's trying to mess with. You know, we heard Bruce's testimony, right? All those things, five different spots. And I got to tell you that I didn't know all the stuff until he shared it, when you guys heard it. I didn't know that 4 days after we prayed that those tumors shrunk, you know, or were going away. You didn't hear that part of it, did you? You got to go back and listen to it. Yeah, the tumors were shrinking. I didn't know that till after he announced, you know, his healing, you know, 6-8 weeks later. But God is good. God is good. Yeah, Jody, we felt there was a lymph node for somebody on a lady's jaw, I said, is the right way to say it. But we felt that just go right here on the spot. Just felt it shrink. That was wild. Oh, yeah. God does some cool stuff. We can pray for you now if you want to feel it. We will. Actually, it's interesting you ask about that because I don't have a whole lot, but I do know of a few that actually do have some medical verifications of healing. You know, I got the x-rays and all this stuff. It's out there. It's out there, yeah. Well, in Bruce's case, Bruce is a perfect example. Yeah, because he had all this, was it an MRI or CAT scan or whatever, all that, whatever that crazy stuff is. You guys know that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I had to ask Bruce for some of that, so you could see some of that. And the doctor used the word miracle. Yes, that's the divine intervention. So thank you, Lord. Yeah. So thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention. God is good. Lord, we rejoice in the blessings of new life for baby Victoria. Thank you, Lord, as she's gaining her weight. And she is a little miracle also, because what did you tell me? What do they call it when the placenta breaks loose there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then her mother had hypertension.
Mom's a nurse, too.
So then she had to go back in the hospital. Yeah. And our grandson, the father, he's been living down there day and night. I mean, constantly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Victoria
means victory and conqueror. That's right.
Second name is Rose.
Victoria Rose.
God's gracious gift.
God's gracious gift. Yeah. Nice. So actually, speaking peace for the parents, peace and healing for the parents, because there is a lot of stress when you're, especially your newborn is still in the hospital, but we know they have good care down there. Lord, we're lifting up Marlena and husband. Kathy Edwards is lifting them up. We're standing with you, Kathy, whatever their needs are for that couple. I thank you, Lord, that you touch, you amaze, you rock their world. You rock their world and you bring about what needs to happen. We're lifting up Neil, Linda's friend, Neil. All right. Neil, just to understand some patience. And we're joyful that God, you've blessed Linda with patience and the rewards of patience, right? Right, yeah. So God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, right? Hebrews 11:6. He just brings it on. So God. That's awesome, Linda. It's good to be blessed, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's really good to be blessed. And we're thanking for the joy that Mom had for the Model T group. Just great joy. And Lord, we thank you just for great peace upon Mom. It's all, any stress that might just be hanging on her, Lord, is just lifted off. Let me rephrase. All stress. just lift it off of her now, Lord. Lift it off of her, because that stuff's got to stop. It's got to stop. Thank you, Lord, for my sister Susie, who's the grandmother of baby Victoria. All right.
For her. Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
He's
been here a couple weeks. Yeah. So your travel mercies for her, Lord. It's good that she could be here and be as supportive as she is. She's an awesome child of God. She blesses so many. So thank you, Lord, for travel mercies for that. And we're thanking you, Lord, that Jody's here this evening. Thanking Lord for her gifts and contributing with us and singing with us. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. And yeah, make sure you sing on Saturday with us too. All right, because we're all about it. Good. Good. We're gonna be on Saturday too. And just thank you, Lord, for just more joy for Jody, Lord. She's endured a lot of different things. Guide her, Lord, with your peace and your strength. Lord, give her a dream. Give her a dream. Give her a dream that just shows her. Give her the vision that shows her. Point it out to her, Lord. Give her that thing that can't be a coincidence, like what just happened here with the reading between those two books in the Bible, right? Just make it clear. Jody, it might be as when you get home, just open up your Bible. Mm-hmm. Just open it and read whatever God's got for you there. Gotcha. And see what God does for you. Because he wants to be there. He wants mm-hmm. you to live in joy and peace. He doesn't want that aggravation. He didn't want Stephen to be in that aggravation. He didn't want any of us to be in that aggravation. All right? But yet, these things teach us patience, don't they? they teach us patience. And they also help us appreciate the good things. The good things when you got that. If we had all good things and never had a bad thing, we just get so passive about that, right? There's no challenge.
Well, I think it also directs your path.
Yeah.
You know, it moves you from one section.
It helps you grow and directs your path, yeah. That's right. So it's good. And of course, for the Walk to Emmaus, for the women's Walk to Emmaus, for those who haven't done, have you done the Walk to Emmaus? I think you would really enjoy it.
I do.
And as a matter of fact, you're off right now, so you want to, wait a minute, you're going back when? September what? Oh, September 9th, she's back to work. The walk is the 13th and 14th. It's that week. Yeah. It's that week if you're starting back. Okay, well, anyway. Oh, okay, well then, because you arrive on a Thursday night, which would be September the 13th. So it's a Thursday. You arrive on a Thursday night, and you're there all day Friday, all day Saturday, pretty much all day Sunday. I mean, you're done around 4 o'clock or so on Sunday.
Is there a lot of walking? Or is that
it's a spiritual
mental?
Walk.
Okay, good.
Spiritual walk. Spiritual walk. Yeah. And it's northernlights emmaus.org. Oh, no.
No,
it's air conditioned.
I'm saying MS hot. I pass out.
No. Air conditioned.
Okay.
Air conditioned. That's no, all. They don't do anything outside. Or if they do anything outside, it's usually, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I just
fine.
Want to make sure I don't pass out.
And if you are, they'll give you hot rags and whatever else you need, or hot rags, cool rags. Ice rags will give you.
We can put ice down.
We'll do the ice bucket challenge.
No, but it's good. And the men's is in October. The men's is the following month. And actually, I'll be, Debbie's working that one. Debbie's working the women's walk. And actually, I'll be one of the speakers of the women's walk. Oh, you're working that one too. That's right. She'll be in the background.
I will be in the background.
She'll be in the background. There's a lot of team. There's a great team meetings that go in for the Walk to Emmaus. It's really neat.
Okay.
It's northernlightsemmaus.org. There's a nice video they just posted yesterday that kind of shows you what it's all about, what's covered. It's like a 3-minute video. It's worth watching.
Yeah,
I think you would really enjoy it and get a lot out of it. It's powerful. It's very powerful. So it's good. So that's mine. Okay. Before you can ask. There's my prayer request. There's my prayer request. So God is good. He is good. Let's say the Lord's Prayer then. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody need laying the hands here today? Why not? Do it again?
Why not?
You can never get too much, right?
I mean.
Here. Bring it on. Here. But we like to bring us on out. Bring you on out. Have a seat, my friend. All right. Now, Stephen, when he was here last Thursday, all right, he also had, and actually, how's your knees and back and the other stuff been doing for you?
Well, the back, I think it's all related to the prostate, but the thing is that usually the prostate, actually, from what I've been told, it's got a lot of these white blood cells that shouldn't be there, and they're causing the inflammation. So, and I've actually, ever since I met you 8 years ago, I've never had a golf ball since. I mean, it comes and goes, but you know.
We're just going to claim the full victory for this, all right?
All right.
The full victory for this. All right, my friend, I tell you what. There is, when we come to Jesus, as we're coming to Jesus right now, we're lifting you up, brother, in the name of Jesus. It's real important to understand that Jesus has already won the victory for us. You know, everything, we need to look at everything from a place of victory. All right. The enemy wants us to focus from a desperation, a plea, a begging. All right. You know, but that's not what this is about. Jesus already did this for us. This victory already is yours. So I'd like you to make a proclamation here, and what I'm going to ask everybody to say this. So everybody repeat after me, and actually, you don't. You wait, all right? All right, you wait, Stephen. All right. Say, this healing belongs to Stephen.
This healing belongs to Stephen.
Because of what Jesus has done. All right. Now, brother, I want you to go ahead and say, this healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
All right. Go ahead and say this, brother. Say, prostate, you will be healed.
Prostate, you will be healed.
My entire body, mind, and spirit will be healed.
My entire mind, body, and spirit will be healed.
That's right. Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
All right. Just hang loose, all right? Just don't say anything with it. All right. Well, Lord, we thank you that you're awesome and amazing. And, Daddy, we've made that proclamation here, standing in faith. So we thank you for what Stephen has received so far, Lord, and we thank you right now. for a finished job. 100%. 100%, Lord. Freedom. Freedom and glory. Glory and freedom. All right, Stephen, I want you to tell me when you're feeling something, all right? Because God's going to touch that area. He's going to touch your whole body here. But just tell me what's going on whenever you need to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Prostate, we're talking to you. Any inflammation, any of the funkiness that doesn't belong, we speak balance. The balance, the touch of Jesus, the hand of God touching right there. Lord, we're calling the purifying Holy Spirit fire of God upon him. As your touch of the angel's hand, Lord, through Christ Jesus, the name above all names, the victory beyond victories. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Nothing is impossible for God. That's declared in Luke 1:37 and lots of other places. The victory is mine, says the Lord. Isaiah 54 tells us that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, Stephen. No weapon shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. See, you are made righteous by your faith and acceptance in Jesus. He makes us righteous. So that claim, that victory, that's an Old Testament claim, but it's prophetic. Righteousness is of me, says God. You are made righteous. So by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, I thank you that Stephen is made fully whole. Lord, I thank you as he feels that. He feels your presence, your touch. There it goes. Right now, build it up, Lord. Build it up. Let him just feel all that through that prostate and anything else his body needs, Lord. I thank you, Daddy. So make it glow brighter. See, the light of Jesus lives in you, my friend. The light of Jesus is in you. So, and the light of Jesus is listening to everybody here now, everybody watching this on Facebook. So, Lord, I thank you as the light of Jesus and all hearing my voice right now grows brighter and brighter and brighter, brighter. For the darkness cannot exist where the light shines bright. Darkness cannot exist where the light shines bright. So we speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into you, Stephen. We speak it into you, brother. We speak it all into you. So Yeshua is the name, the Hebrew name of Jesus. When he walked this earth, they didn't say, "Hey, Jesus, what's up?" You know, they said, "Hey, Yeshua, how's it going? what's happening?" All right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you put your modern swings on it, right? But, you know, that's the word of God, okay? That's the word of God, the name above all names. How you feeling, brother? What's going on?
Well, I feel pretty warm.
And warm is good. Warm is good. Kind of any certain spots or just your whole body or what?
Oh, well, just the stuff that's coming out from my head and down through there. I'm not sure if the...
He's feeling warm.
My back pain has been with me walking all day, but I definitely do feel like I'm almost dead.
All right. Well, thank you, Lord, for what you've given so far. And, Daddy, we thank you right now for a finished job. 100%. Perfectly perfect right now. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. For brother, this healing belongs to you. Because of what Jesus has already done. It's done. It is finished. It is finished. Thank you, Jesus. What do you want to do?
Get up.
All right, then get up. That's the thing. All right, well, come here, brother Stephen. We're going to have you lay hands here, too, with Jody.
Okay.
All right. Because Jody is well-loved, as you are, my friend.
Thank you.
Jody is well-loved. And, Lord, we know there's been a lot of stuff that's been messing with Stephen, been messing with Jody. I mean, messes with all of us at different times in our lives. And the darkness seems to find ways to take our focus off of you. The enemy plays games. He plants seeds of doubt, seeds of mistrust, things that distort the truth, things that cause us to judge others. When we are not the judge, we heard that word spoken today, Jesus alone is the judge. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the judge. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, and I speak for all of us, everybody hearing my voice, because we're all guilty of it. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness for those times that we've led ourselves to judge. for we are not worthy to judge. Jesus showed us the perfect life, the perfect peace, the perfect path. And at times when Jesus would have been fully justified to let his rage and anger and just to call down lightning, fire from heaven and just destroy things, he didn't. He could have, but he didn't. And what a lesson that is to us, right? Because here it is, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Judge. The Judge, he says, it's not my time to judge. It's my time right now to teach and to show people that there is a way that God wants you to live, the way that he called Adam and Eve when they first hit this earth, first created on here, Lord. See, the Bible tells us, right, that Jesus is the second Adam. Because remember, Adam is made in the image of God. The perfect image of God. But that image got distorted. Distorted when he was tricked. And Adam and Eve were both tricked. It was a joint effort. Adam could have easily said, get rid of her, Lord, give me another one. But he didn't. All right? He bought into it too. He bought into that. They're both guilty of that. And from that, that is that sin. So what is this original sin that we always hear we're born with, right? What is that original sin? That original sin is doubt. It's that seed of doubt that is every one of us when we're born into this world. But Jesus comes to take away that doubt and to pull that doubt out of the way. Every thought, every word, every deed of Jesus Christ walking on this earth was free. Why am I going down this path? Because God's telling me that this is what needs to be spoken right now to all of us. To all of us, those on Facebook, everybody right here. The doubt needs to go. We are human. And the doubt is, we're born with it. We're born with it. And this is why we're told in Romans, we're told in all kinds of places, we must be born again, right? We must be born of the Spirit. So Lord, I thank you as we call upon your Holy Spirit to love and touch upon everyone here now, here now, hearing my voice on Facebook. We thank you, Jesus, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and now fills our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, we come against fears, against doubts, against distractions, against all the things that keep us from focusing on you, O Jesus. I've shared before, and I'm led to share and do it again. Every morning, I declare Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9 out loud, because it's a battle cry. It's a cry declaring what we are to focus on, a cry saying that I'm not going to be distracted by you, devil. And this is what it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we give it all to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall fill your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, wherever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we must think on these things. These things with you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. See, that scripture says, I'm going after God's peace. See, we spend a lot of our lives living in fear. We live a lot of our lives playing defense. Oh, if I do this, if I don't do that, if I don't eat this, if I don't do that, if I don't do this. The devil tries different ways to keep us in fear. Keep us trying to, well, I'm not going to aggravate the devil this way. I'm going to do it this way. And our minds don't focus on that, but it's the subtlety of the devil. That's what's happening. We got to be on offense, people. You got to be on offense. When your feet hit the floor, you've got to declare that scripture I just said, rejoice in the Lord. I am not going to put up with it. Ephesians 6:12 tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness in high places. It is a battle of the mind. Ephesians 6, right? 6:12 tells us that. Now, prior to that, it talks about the power of the Lord. The verses after that, talking about the armor of God. We've got to be filled with the armor of God. And how do we do that? We do that by getting into God's Word each day, by reading His Word, by asking the Holy Spirit to breathe life on those words, to make us, to let us fully understand what it's all about. But it's a battle. It's a daily battle. The problem is a lot of us are fighting the wrong battle. We're fighting, we're playing on defense. We're trying to protect ourselves. We got to go against darkness. You got to go up against darkness, that light of Jesus in you. So Lord, I thank you for Jody. I thank you right now, Lord, that we take all thoughts captive. Anything, Lord, that is against your word and will, that is contrary to your teachings, we bind it and we cast it off Jody and anyone here right now. We bind it. Go right now. All of it, go. Every last bit, every last doubt, every last fear, every bit of anger, frustration, all the emptiness that the enemy has tried to flood us with over the years, all the past memories that the enemy keeps trying to drudge up and try and get us to focus on. Our past is not ours. Romans 8:38 and 39, it declares that nothing can separate us from God, right? Not the present, not the future. Nothing can separate it from the love of God. When we are accept Christ Jesus, we are held in His hand, right? And Jesus declares to us, nobody can pluck Him from His hand. Now, while we're in the hand of Jesus, those darts can still come to keep flying. Those enemies can, those demon darts can still keep flying. But while we're in the hand of Jesus, we're protected. We got to focus on the light and the peace. So, Lord, I thank you as Jody's body, mind, and spirit is fully healed. Any pain she's been enduring, Lord, in the physical and the emotional, that just melts away. Just fully melts away. She just feels you loving on her, Lord. Just give her a big hug right now. Yeah, give her a big hug. Just fill her with your joy, Lord. We just speak the joy. Speaking joy for Mom and everybody else here, too. Just lots of joy. Because the joy of the Lord wins, right? Think about these times. Think about those times when you've really just reveled in joy. Nothing can pull you down, right? The joy of the Lord. And that's where God calls us to be every single day. To be walking and living in His joy. How is this possible, you say? Well, that's a human thought. God is joy all the time, isn't He? And we are made in the image of God. He created us to be joy. To be joyous. And anything against that is an attack against God. And we refuse to accept it. So I thank you by the grace of God, by the grace of Jesus Christ, that every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, every nerve, every joint, every bone socket, everything that comes together, every cell, every fiber of Jody's being and everybody here's being, Lord, it now relaxes. It is in full peace. For when we relax, it is submitting to God. It's receiving His healing touch. So, Lord, we submit, we relax, we submit to you now as your healing hand touches. Ooh, that's really good stuff. That's really good stuff, isn't it? All right. There's joy. There's joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's the joy. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Okay. Oh, so, Lord, we thank you that your grace is never ending, and your grace is enough. So thank you, Daddy, for joy, joy, joy. And all God's people said, amen. 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 People hanging out here on Facebook, God bless the people who are still hanging with us. Man, I hope you received a lot of that joy that we were feeling. Woo, we're loving. Joy here, okay? Joy, joy, joy. Come here, Linda. Come here, Linda. We got to tell everybody. You got to tell everybody.
What are you going to tell them?
Joy, joy to the war. Amen.
God bless you. Joy, joy, joy. God bless you, everybody. Hope to see you next week. Remember, God loves you. Focus on the healing that belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. You're on offense. Get it done in the name of Jesus. Have an awesome, awesome week.